Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 362, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing well, buddy.
That's good. What have you been up to?
Not much.
Not too much?
No.
I hear it's a little cold down there.
It's beautiful.
Oh, the other part of the state got it earlier?
The people who live in Georgia.
Yeah.
I was concerned because I was looking in like Tallahassee was supposed to be chilly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's this going to do for my golf? And I looked at my phone. Nah, 81 all weekend.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Like low 60s up north. Yeah, we just missed it.
Well, our friend Scott is joining us this week, and we're gonna talk some Fort Wilderness. But we were just talking before recording. He said that just over the Georgia line, they were calling for up to 4 inches of snow last week.
Oh my God!
Would you? You wouldn't like that, would you? Even no. Just getting that close to you must make you nervous.
It's too close.
You're too close.
Way too close. 400
miles away. That's too close.
I can't. Where do you live?
I'm in St. Augustine.
Are you close to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's too far north for you?
Well, it's funny because when Merrill Lynch has a huge campus in Jacksonville, so when we're looking at transferring, it's like, I could probably get a job in Jacksonville. I'm like, no, it's cold up there. And like, I've played golf with guys who are like used to play at TPC Ponte Verde up there. And I said, why'd you move down to Sarasota? Like, you ever been up there? They're like, we get winter. Like, when you guys are still in your 60s, sometimes we're in our 40s. Have you noticed the temperature difference, Scott, living up there now from Orlando?
Yeah, it's usually, I'd say it's like 5 to 10 degrees different from Orlando. But, just this past week, my brother lives in Celebration. It was like 85 there, and it got to 66 here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Especially if it's 10 degrees and it gets down cold, like you said, into the high 50s, and then you're in the mid to high 40s. That's a huge difference at that point.
Yeah. I mean, we get the ocean sea breeze that comes in, so that usually keeps us a little bit colder, though.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty much like Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and like Gainesville, like just that northern Florida where it'll dip down, but it doesn't really get down this way.
It's almost like, not that they're landlocked, obviously, but like they get like a different current coming through. Like,
yeah.
The current from the land, you guys get the current through the Gulf, almost bringing that warm ocean water in, or the air, I should say, not the water.
Yeah, because did you get thunderstorms up there?
The other day, yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, there was tornado. Well, I was in Disney this past week, and we got nailed there, and then it was also getting hit here after.
Tornado warnings?
Yep.
Ugh, that's no bueno. What else? Are you playing any golf, Mike?
Yeah, I played today.
How was it?
I was bad.
Yeah, you're not getting you like see. It sounded like you saw the light recently.
I played really well last week. I was awful today. And then we played me, one of my guys, and then we played with another kid that I play with quite a bit, and then this guy who's playing a little mini tour golf.
Yeah.
So I played 9 with those guys, and then they bailed. And then we played with the Cart Barn kid, who's really good.
Yeah.
And then one of our other buddies. So like I played 18 holes with like 4 different people. It was fantastic.
Does it make you like feel bad when you are like duffing it around near the green and those guys are like 8 feet for birdie waiting for you to get up there?
No, because like I just pick up. There were a couple where I picked up, but there's this par 4, and I tried to hit a little 5 iron. because we were way downwind. And I hosled it so bad. I was just waiting for the noise because there's houses to the right, right? And we're just all standing on the tee box, you know, kind of like crouching down, waiting for that loud noise, hoping it's not a window. We didn't hear a sound. So I thought maybe I was so far right I was over somebody's house, but then somebody said they saw my ball on a construction site.
That's good. At least you didn't hit anything.
So then on 18, it's getting dark, so it's like keep an eye on my ball. I knew I blew it right. It was so far right. So we got 18. The next hole over, it's number 10.
Yeah.
So I was so far right that I was in the rough of number 10. Like, I blew it past their fairway into the rough.
You couldn't hit the wrong fairway. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I was almost two holes over on number one.
That's bad.
And the assistant pros was doing an on-course lesson, so he's coming in. And he goes, purely, Mr. Hurley, that was not your drive on number 18. And he just kept laughing.
Just waved.
I mean, it was like if there were houses there, the houses weren't in play because that was like over. It might have hit the house across the street.
Yeah, you would have like hit the middle of the street in between the houses and maybe bounced into someone's front yard or something.
Correct.
That's bad.
But other than that, Pods, I played well. I think I had like three pars and that was about it.
That's it. Are you clicking that pen over there? I keep hearing something.
No, you know what? I got my lighter.
Oh, you're just messing with the lighter for no reason.
No, I got this for Christmas, Pods, and I'm not a big fan of these. These are the magic candle.
Yeah, those are the ones I like. You don't
probably
like
not going to get them to sponsor our show anytime
no,
soon.
No, I guess not.
My buddy sent me a Polynesian one. I'm trying in the wick. I'm not very happy with the wick.
Oh, you don't like the wood wicks?
It's kind of going off and on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have those candles, Scott?
No, I actually got some new ones this past week that are really cool. I got to go grab one to show you.
Are they Disney candles?
Yeah, I got a Spaceship Earth. I got to grab it to show you.
Yeah, you go right ahead. Oh, he's got the mobile thing going right now.
Yeah, Mobile Studio.
Mobile Studio, yeah, that's right.
I just got a shipment of those in, the Magic Candle. I like the wood. I never had a problem with the wood wicks, and I actually have that Polynesian one, and I think it smells pretty good.
This one smells all right. My first one was Vero, and I wasn't very happy with it because it was more smelled like orange groves, and that's not what their hotel smells like.
Yeah.
So I got to start with the card that comes in there.
Oh, nice. What? Please remain seated.
Oh, okay.
Don't start waving your arms around like a weirdo.
Pods, nice swing.
So Spaceship Earth.
Oh, yep. Look at that. It comes with Spaceship Earth inside the candle.
So I got that one. That's Burning Rome.
Then, oh, does it? Please don't. Does it smell like it?
Oh, it does.
Oh, that's my
Mexico
favorite
smell. Has Pyramid in the Boat, and it smells like margarita.
You like? See, I don't like. I do like the smell in the ride, but I don't want my house to smell like burning. Like, you know, I don't like burning. That.
Yeah,
in
that's
a candle.
True. Yeah, you're right. But
I always thought that same thing too. That's one reason why I've never bought it, is because I love that smell. Like, I'm gonna smell like my house is burning down. Yeah. And no, it actually doesn't. It's quite nice.
Yeah, because I have I got one from them that's like that. It's like the Burning Rome smell, and I don't know, it's just too smoky. It almost smells like bacon. It's like too much of a liquid smoke smell
Is that a bad thing though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't mind bacon, but I don't know if I want my whole house smelling like it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll do maybe next week I'll bring all the candles on and we could do a smell episode. That might be a good one, since we're talking. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week? Oh, I should
sure thing.
Do you have a beer you'd like to introduce here as the guest? I saw you sipping something. I don't know if you had a Bud Light or a Miller Light or something.
It's a Boulevard Brewing Company Tart Apple Radler. It's beer with apple and lemon.
How is it?
It's not bad. I mean, it's sweet. It's from Kansas City, Missouri, but. Hmm. I opened it yesterday and put it in the fridge and forgot that I opened it, so I figured I'd drink it tonight.
There you go. So this week I have this is from Beer on Earth out of Providence, Rhode Island. It's the Stoat's Meal Oatmeal Stout, and it's a 5.6 alcohol by volume. It's got some, looks like ferrets or weasels on the can.
So it's got kids?
Brewed and canned by Beer on Earth. Package November 2020. Oh, so this one's pretty fresh. It doesn't really give you anything else, but it's an oatmeal stout, 5.6. One sip, everybody knows the rules. It's a good smooth, solid stout. Just what I like. This is a good winter beer. I like this one. Very good. Sometimes the stouts have too much alcohol. They're like 9.7, and then they get that like barley wine taste to them. This one's only a 5.6, so it's really good. I'm going to give it an 8.1 on the scale.
There. Wow.
So I do like this one. It's a very good beer. Anything else you want to add here? Should we hop into our first break?
We can go into our first break, Pots.
All right. We'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 362 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And that music can mean only one thing. Either we're talking Frontierland or we're talking the fort. And I don't think we're talking Frontierland this week, are we, Mike?
That would be a negative.
I mean, it may come up in passing, but we're talking the fort. Your new favorite place. That's your new home, isn't it, Mike?
I wouldn't go that far. I love the place.
Is it just the cabin, like just being able to bring Rhodey and yeah, all that? Is that the main thing?
The other thing is the having that one bedroom.
Oh, the extra bedroom.
Yeah. I won't slum anymore and stay where you people stay.
You're screwed, aren't you?
I'm done.
Because now, like, you're getting good deals there during everything going on, 230, whatever. All of a sudden, next year you're going to be looking for a one bedroom. It's going to be $755 a night.
I'm done. I can't. Oh my goodness.
You're just going to be off property after this.
Most yes, yeah.
It's amazing though. It took the fort to mess you up. You thought like that maybe getting the presidential suite would have done it. Was that too luxurious?
That wasn't real. That was just too much.
Yeah, that was just a dream. But then. You get the cabins where that's actually accessible, and now you have the separate room. That's what you love. You like having the living space, don't you?
I love that living room there. I love sitting on the couch, watching golf, and having the girls outside talking to me and Doug shooting the breeze about golf.
Yeah.
And we opened up the windows. It was perfect.
Now, Scott, you did something a little different recently. This was around the holidays, right?
We were there December 23rd through the 25th.
Yep. Oh, nice. So right on Christmas. And you rented an RV?
Yeah, we actually rented an RV and drove it there and camped.
Now, have you ever done an RV before? Like, have you camped in an RV?
No, this is my first time. I've always wanted one growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had a tradition of going there, and I figured this would be a nice surprise for the family and actually turn into a trip.
Was this a surprise? Because I'm curious, like, take me back to, like, how did this whole thing go down?
So it's been our tradition, even since before the boys were born. We would always go Christmas Eve and eat at Trails Inn and then walk around the campsites and see all the decorations because everyone always just goes all out with it. Mm. And then now that we've moved away, I figured, you know, it's hard to do a Christmas Eve dinner, do everything, and then drive home late that night. So.
Right.
I figured I'd surprise the kids. I tried to surprise it from the wife as well, but couldn't keep it from her. So I was able to find a camper to rent for the couple of days. And then I'd been on the lookout of trying to get a campsite because it's always one of the hardest times to get a campsite there. But I guess people just kept canceling. So originally we'd booked, it was like a pop-up, you know, where the actual, like just for tents. And it only had up to a 25-foot camper could fit there. So I took it just to have it. And then about a week or two before we left, There was campsites open for all of the areas, so we upgraded so that we would have sewage hookup and a couple other things to make it a little bit nicer. So it was a good surprise. The boys had no idea. We were able to do a little surprise Christmas trip with them.
So, like, what did they think when you drove up to the house in a giant RV? Did they know what was going on at that point, or was it just still kind of like, what's going on here?
No, so we all went, because I had to go pick up the RV in Jacksonville, and as my wife drops me off and they're still sitting in the car, they see me just talking to this guy at a camper, and then they leave, and they're questioning how is Dada going to get home, because Mom just dropped him off. So next thing is I pull up in the house with the camper and had to keep them hidden inside so I could put some presents and hide some stuff in there and get it ready so that we could get on the road. So that was the first surprise of that, them seeing that in the driveway.
Now, I don't know, Mike, you may be thinking the same thing I am. We're usually pretty much on the same page. I want to know what it's like driving one of those monsters.
Yeah, like, how big was this thing?
And like, you don't need any special licensing to
do this?
Yeah,
it's a Winnebago, isn't it? For the most part?
I mean,
like, I saw you post pictures on Facebook, and like,
right,
the kids were like sitting at a dining room table.
Exactly. So I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't remember what brand it was, but it was a 25 foot. So I've driven 26 foot U-Hauls.
Yeah, that's exactly what I drove down to Florida. Was a 26 footer towing my wife's car. So it's a beast.
Yeah. So same thing. I mean, it was a Chevy 4500 body. It had a backup camera that you could keep on the whole time while you're driving, so you could always see behind you. So there was no blind spots. I mean, it was a much more comfortable drive, nicer and everything than what a U-Haul was. So it really had no problems, but no, just a regular driver's license for it.
So that's pretty, I mean, now what was it? What were the amenities in the camper? I've never even stepped foot in one of these, so I don't have any like frame of reference or anything.
Yeah.
It's something I've thought about renting, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I could, I don't want to drive the thing. I don't know enough about it, but.
Well, as soon as we did, I mean, before we even left, I mean, I think our first day I woke up and my wife was looking to see about buying one. So we've kind of been on the hunt since then. We've gone shopping for it. I mean, we got hooked right away, but no, I mean, it was a two seats in the front, driver and passenger. And then there was a bunk cab up above. You stepped in and there was a dining table, dinette type U shape that the table dropped down and it turned into about a double sized bed. There was a 4-burner gas stove, about half the size of a regular refrigerator, refrigerator, freezer, full size microwave. It had a bathroom, shower, toilet, and then a queen size bed.
How much was it to rent? I'm curious that, like, per day or total, if you remember.
I want to say it was like 150, 180 per day.
That's not bad. So that's basically like renting a cabin then.
Yeah, but then they smoke you on the hookups, don't they?
Yeah, so it ended up being quite expensive for after everything because not only we were only allowed, I think it was 100 miles per night, but because of picking up in Jacksonville, the extra drive, so we had, you know, we got charged extra mileage on it. So the camper itself was probably like $500, $600, and then we had to pay for the actual campsite.
Sure.
And I think it was another 185 plus, you know, so about $200 a night. So, you know, it ended up quickly. I mean, it was definitely, it'd be cheaper to get a hotel room than it would have that, yeah. But it's, you know, it's just for the whole experience and everything else.
I'm just thinking of, like, as opposed to going to the cabins there, you probably had a little more out-of-pocket cost doing the RV, but probably
a little
closer.
Bit more, yeah.
I imagine the cabins on Christmas and Christmas Eve would have been quite expensive too.
Yeah, they were definitely more expensive.
So that's interesting. Okay, so maybe in the future, if you do that, if you rent, you might want to get one find a place closer.
Well, and that's what we talked about is, you know, and most of these places, they'll deliver it for you as well,
right,
including the price. So, or we find one in Orlando, you know, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And, you know, get a bigger one or whatever else. And yeah, I mean, that would definitely help.
That's interesting. I mean, that's something now that I'm not that, I don't know if I would want to do that. Just being so far, like flying down just to rent an RV, I don't think I would want to do that necessarily, but it's interesting.
It was definitely fun. I mean, like I said, we got hooked. I mean, I've always wanted, you know, I always said I'd never go camping. I'd only go, you know, glamping. I need air conditioner and electricity and all the other kind of stuff. So
definitely.
You know, it was nice. And like I said, you know, as soon as we got back, we started going shopping for them. And
you know what, though? That's luxury. That's not really camping, because our friends have one. And
right.
We spent a few hanging out with them at the fort. And I mean, it's luxury. It's not like sitting on a grass in a tent.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And you get the outside space with it, because usually they have like the awning that comes
out. The awning, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's tons of room, because I think they said the spaces were big enough to have an RV and a tent.
Yeah, so we ended up, because we upgraded our site, it had, I think it was like a 30-foot concrete pad, and then we had the awning that popped out. We had a TV on the outside of the camper and our lawn chairs and all, so we hung out on the outside. But then there was probably a good 10 to 15-foot gravel parking and grill and everything back behind the concrete pad. So it was a good size. You could definitely fit a couple tents back there.
Now, do they hook everything up for you? When you arrive, you got to hook it. So you got to hook up your sewerage and your TV.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's just the camper itself is just one massive power cable, essentially, that's in the back of it that just gets plugged in.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just taking the sewage line and hooking up to the camper and having it drain out right at the sewage dump.
Yeah. Cousin Eddie would be failing miserably at that. Ooh, what's that smell? Oh, you didn't hook it up correctly, Pods.
You got it reversed. You're pulling in other people's mud into
the thing. In the living room. There's a pile of meatloaf.
You turn on the stove and you just see stuff bubbling out. Uh-oh.
Well, that meatloaf in there, Pods?
Funny enough.
Sometime a loaf.
We didn't know how that was going to be. You know, I think I had it hooked up, but, you know, we didn't use the bathroom really. Luckily enough, the campsite we were at was right next to the comfort station. So,
sure.
You know, we used the shower there. We would go to the bathroom over there. I was
just
like,
to be safe. Yeah,
exactly.
That's funny. So that's good. What else? So how was it? Obviously, did you guys bring a bunch of decorations and stuff and deck it out for Christmas?
No, the one we brought, we did rent a golf cart, and then we brought some Christmas lights and stuff to decorate on the golf cart, but we didn't do anything to the camper itself.
Have you done a golf cart there before?
No, I mean, no. Every time we've been, it's just been to go and walk around. So this, you know, we're actually at one of the farthest loops from where Trails Inn and Hoop De Doo and all that stuff is. So it was nice having that.
You in the front then.
Yeah, we were up in the very front. But it was nice because then we were able to go around. I bought all of us new bikes for Christmas. So we took all four of our bikes with us. So we biked around the whole campground and then had the golf cart to go around too.
That's pretty cool. Did you go to the parks, or did you just hang out at the fort the whole time?
No, because our passes were all blacked out, and oh, okay. We had thought about maybe getting passes, but the whole time we were there, I mean, we had dining reservations for several of the other places, so, you know, we figured what makes sense to go, and we had enough fun at the fort with everything to do there that, you know, we're fine not being at the parks.
I guess that's the only drawback of doing it the way you did, is that you don't have a car then. If you're all hooked up with the RV.
Right.
So it's, I guess you could have brought the car too. I'm sure there was a spot to park with it if you wanted, but then you have to drive separate, obviously.
Right.
But how was it getting around? Obviously just the same, just using the buses to get to the other resorts for food and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know for you, Mike, how it was, but so we had Christmas Eve dinner we did at, or no, I guess it was the first night, the 23rd, we did dinner at Whispering Canyon. So we thought it'd be easy getting on the boat to go over to Wilderness Lodge, which there was no boat service. So then we were trying to figure out how to do that, thinking we were going to miss it. So then we had to take a bus to Magic Kingdom. But thankfully, when the bus came, we were the only ones. And you have to go past Wilderness Lodge. I mean, you come out at their bus stop, essentially. So we asked our driver if there's any chance that he could just drop us. So he said, yeah, it's Christmas. You know, I'll take you guys there. So then Christmas Eve morning, we had breakfast at Chef Mickey's. Same thing. We had to wait for the bus to get to Magic Kingdom, go over there, and then either take monorail, walk, or bus, or whatever to get over to the Contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the only ones on that bus, too. And we asked the driver if she would drop us off. And she was like, no, I've got a strict schedule. I can't do this or anything else. I'm like, you're literally just turning right instead of turning left. But so we ended up being late just because transportation was harder with that because the buses. You know, it sucks not having the boat transportation available to get between the resorts.
Yeah. That definitely would have made it easier because you could have just parked the golf cart at the boat launch and then
right
got on there to the Magic Kingdom. But
yep.
or over to the because that the path is closed, you said, right? Because they're building that resort,
right?
Between Wilderness
Lodge. Yeah, that's on hold, so it's just a big pile of dirt, but
it's but the path is still closed regardless.
Yeah.
So that's it makes it a little more difficult, obviously.
Yeah.
Have you stayed at the fort before? Camped or cabin or anything, or you just have gone out there?
This is the first time ever.
So it was just a whole brand new experience, just every part of it.
Yeah.
What were your did you seem to, because Mike said it's like a community feel. Did you feel that way? Like talking to the neighbors and like kind of waving to people and talking when you're going around?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was actually like Facebook groups for like the campground, and we didn't realize that the Christmas lights were on a battery pack that we got for the golf cart, and the both gift shops didn't have any batteries. Some wife just went and posted, like, does anyone happen to have any batteries? And someone's like, yeah, here, we've got them in a bag on our back of our golf cart. Here's our campsite. Come and pick them up. You know, the way they decorate, people are all outside. They want, you know, they want to talk to you. There was people making spiked eggnog. I mean, there was all over of, you know, come to our campsite, come to this. We've got this for you guys. I mean, it was definitely that community feel of everyone, you know, wanting to talk to each other.
You found that, right, Mike, when you were like, you felt like it different than anywhere else, I'd imagine. It's
just, completely different. It's very cultish. And like each resort, we're all like you're the Grand Floridian snobs and Nepali lovers and the contemporary. But this place is like extremely cultish. And like I was talking to cast members and they said, we have the same people that come and they come for 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And especially there's people that they've booked it. I mean, I don't know how many years out they can do it, but. You know, they've had the same campsite every year, and they've, I mean, they've got like their lampposts that say, you know, we've been Wilderness Lodge since
1971.
Pretty much. I mean, that's their tradition, and they're always there. So we knew who to look for, and it was kind of sad this year. You know, some of the ones that we've always loved going to see that weren't there this year, and how many open campsites there were.
Yeah.
Where it's always
even on
packed.
Christmas Eve. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's true. But still, I mean, a lot of the stuff obviously being closed, like the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review and even Trails End obviously being closed. But they have the takeout, which is the same food that you said was really good, Mike. Did you try that? Did you have their takeout?
Oh, yeah. We just got like the big order for slobs with like 9 pieces of chicken, a rack of ribs, the beans.
I mean, that sounds like a perfect like Christmas meal if you're at the campground.
Not doing the traditional thing and just getting a whole rack and bringing
just
them back.
Getting mess of fried chicken and ribs and sides. Like, no that doubt. Sounds perfect. Well, what did you end up doing?
So same thing. I mean, it was kind of frustrating. Whispering Canyon, obviously, it's always been family style, so we knew what to expect. I mean, we've always done that as well. But Chef,
what did you do that? You did that on Did you say Christmas Eve?
No, the 23rd, the first night we got there.
So you did Whispering Canyon. Was that for breakfast or dinner?
Dinner. So that was our arrival dinner that night. And then we did Chef Mickey's Christmas Eve for breakfast.
Now tell me about Chef Mickey's now, because are they they're back to characters. Were they when you were there?
So they've got characters, but when they come out, you're not allowed out of your seat, and they stay. I mean, they've got like their own path around like their table, so they're always like 10, 20 plus feet away from you. So you know,
basically,
it's very
you can like kind of like lean and take a picture with them in the background if you want. Yeah,
it's exactly. But it was the same thing, you know. Obviously, it was no buffet, so it was family style, but it was a much more limited menu, but still the same price as the buffet. So that was, I mean, that was kind of upsetting of how much money we were spending for a much less of a meal.
Well, because they jacked it up when they brought the characters, because Gary laughs because I always rip Chef Mickey's, but I was going to go a few months ago because it was like it was like 29. It was the Trails End price point. It was like 26 or $27. And I love the spread because I love tater tots, and the entire spread looked fantastic. And I said, you know what, for that price, that's not bad. But then I heard that they jacked it right back up when the characters came back, and they're not giving you anything in addition to, you know, the food's offerings.
Right. And what they give you for, you know, the actual servings was so small. It was like you're constantly going to say, you know, can I get more of this? Can I get more of this? And our waitress, you know, it was probably the worst service that we've ever had there. And it's a shame because, again, when you're paying $60 plus per person for, you know, one Mickey waffle they bring out.
Yeah.
And it's like there's four of us and you're going to bring one Mickey waffle. Like you got to do a little more than this. So we had to keep asking for stuff. And then you're sitting and waiting. So yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, it was the boys enjoyed it for what it was, but you know, I didn't care for the price.
You but just felt like you were getting like ripped off, kind
of. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there should have been, you know, at least bring the same food back from the buffet. Because I was like, you know, I've always loved having the smoked salmon. And I was like, do you have any of this? She's like, no, we're on a very limited menu. Yeah, the price is the same. So, but then we did do Christmas Eve that night. You know, our normal tradition of Trails Inn. We did the same thing. We ordered the filth platter for all of us. Again, same thing. You know, it instead of it being a buffet, you know, I would expect they could have still done a family style there, because when we went to go pick up the food, because we did the mobile order.
Yeah,
you go pick up and you pick it up in Trails Inn, and all the tables are there. They're like, well, do you want to eat in here, or are you taking it back? I was like, I plan on taking it back. I didn't know we could eat in there, because we've always sat in the same table and everything else. So we're like, well, then let's just go sit at our table. So we sat in there, and you know, we're able to get drinks from the bar and everything in there. But it's like, if they can bring Chef Mickey's and all these other places, why weren't they able to bring Trails Inn and do it at the same style?
Especially if maybe they figured there. They could get more people taking it to go, because the style there, like more people have the tables in their campers or in the cabins. Right. It's easier, like, but they could do both.
Right.
You could do the to-go and the family style at the table if they're going to let you sit there anyway. Yeah,
exactly. So we still got to enjoy, you know, the food was really good. It was actually, you know, still very good price for what you get for it. But we enjoyed that, and it was nice to be able to eat that again on Christmas Eve.
I mean, that's the difference, though, between that and Chef Mickey. Like, it's limited menu. It's, you know, more family style than buffet, but it's lower price than the buffet would be for four people.
Right.
Like, you probably paid like 60. You probably paid $60 total for all four of you. Whereas
I don't even know if it was that much. I mean, we got it was a full slab of ribs, a whole chicken. There was like four sides, two loaves of cornbread. I mean, it was like I don't think we ate half of it. And I think it was like $45. I mean, it was less than what one of us was for breakfast.
That's what I mean. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And if it was the buffet at Trails End, even though the buffet's cheap, we probably paid half the price. And,
right,
you know, the boys probably wouldn't have eaten much more than, you know, you kind of, buffets are good when it's like me and Mike being two slobs going up there and just like going after it. But you start bringing kids to the buffets at Disney, it's like they're going to eat a couple chicken nuggets, some mac and cheese, and call it a day. And you just
spend
$36 on that.
Exactly.
At a cheap one, whereas like a character buffet, it's like $55 or something.
Right.
But that sounds pretty good. And then now you checked out on Christmas? Is that?
Yeah, we left there Christmas morning because we had to drive back home, unpack, clean, and then take the camper back into Jacksonville. And then Melissa's family was flying in that afternoon too. So it was a busy day for us. And
yeah,
it was crazy. And it was nice having that. You know, it was kind of funny, again, that Facebook page, there's people there that were, you know, actually camping in tents.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the 60s or 70s, the 23rd, 24th. And then that Christmas night, you know, as we were driving around seeing lights Christmas Eve, you know, waiting until it was getting dark on our golf cart. And as soon as that front came through, I mean, it dropped to like 40, in minutes.
That was miserable.
Oh, it was bad. And then, so we got back to our campsite just in time. I had to put the awning down because of the wind. And then it just let loose. I mean, it stormed so bad that night, and I felt bad for the people in the camp. I mean, there was like severe thunderstorm warnings. Like, everyone's posting, like, are you guys all right in your tents? Like, this is pretty severe. And it got cold that night.
Yeah. What happened? Like, if it gets really bad, I know, like, when the hurricanes come through, they evacuate it. But like, on when there's like thunder and lightning, they're just like, hey, you're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own. I mean, the summer they get it every day.
That's true. Yeah. They must have tons of lightning rods around there to keep it away from the electric. Like, just think of the amount of electricity, all the posts that you like plug into. Because even the tent only sites, they have the electric and the water and everything over there.
Right.
Yeah, but the rods don't do anything. They don't attract it. It's just there if it gets hit. It just brings it to the ground. So.
Yeah. No, that's true. I guess there's so many big trees there too that it probably wouldn't get down to.
I say those pine trees are pretty tall.
Yeah, they are. They're huge.
So that would be, I don't know. Never heard of anything happening like that. I mean, I'm sure tents have blown away and things like that, but you never hear about anyone like.
I mean, there's definitely a ton of debris. Like when we left Christmas morning, I mean, you could see all the limbs and stuff that was all over the place. I mean, they had the cast members out there with their leaf blowers trying to clear what they could up.
They're out there every single morning. That place is immaculate. Like every morning when we're walking roadie, they're out there with the blowers just blowing pine needles off the surface, off the road. It's just amazing.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I get the people love Fort Wilderness, they love camping, but that's not my idea of a fun night. I don't care if it's 75 degrees, just like the wind, and you hear the limbs cracking, and you're just sitting in this like little tent. You got like a eighth of an inch of nylon between you and a 8 foot limb falling on you. I feel a little better in the cabins, I think, Mike, is the way to go.
Well, that's outdoorsy for you and I.
That's as outdoorsy as we're going to get. Mm-hmm. The RV, I think the RV is even like a little bit, that's too much work for me. I got to actually touch the sewer line.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. I'd rather just get the key from the front desk.
Yeah, I got to pay somebody now to hook up my TVs and all that stuff. Yeah, I can't do that.
Can't be bothered for that.
When I'm going to be backing that thing in crooked, knocking over like somebody else's golf car.
No, swing it to the right. You're right.
But it's funny you mentioned the key, because we actually, the first day we were there, we locked ourselves out of the camper.
Oh, jeez.
So I called Disney security and I'm like, do you guys have a way to like break into this? Like, we don't know how we got locked out, because like there's no way of it wasn't possible to lock yourself out, but somehow we did. So we called Disney security. They had to call a locksmith, and it was going to be like $200 emergency fee because of being the holiday and whatever else. So I'm like, I called AAA, thinking we had AAA, and they're like, yeah, no, you're gold members. It's free. I'll call them and we'll get them there even quicker for you. But the guy came and it was like 2 seconds, popped it open. He's like, all right, you're good. So apparently that was a rite of passage, is you've not truly gone camping until you've locked yourself out.
I guess you can't lock yourself out.
So we had a lot of experiences on this trip.
Yeah, there you go. It sounded like it. Now, is this the new tradition, you think? You're going to rent one of those things, or if you don't buy one in the meantime?
Right. I mean, I would like to. We've been told to try to go at Halloween, that people kind of deck it out even more at Halloween than they do at
told
Christmas.
Me when we rented our golf carts, I was talking to the guy, and he asked about Halloween, and I said, I just don't like Halloween. He said, but that's the time to come here. He said, because you think they do it at Christmas? He said, Halloween is like on steroids.
Yeah. And it's cheaper too, so.
I mean,
the weather's going to be warmer.
Yeah. Right? You saw what they do to the golf carts. Like, I felt like a jerk because I didn't have anything on my golf cart. I mean, they had some crazy decked out golf carts.
Oh, they do a parade, and I mean, they do a whole like judging of them. And
there's like Christmas trees on the roofs of some of them. It's insane.
Yeah.
Do people bring their own golf carts down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got ones that look like Mater and
oh jeez,
I mean, all like the big mag wheels and like all like the ghetto lighting, like if you're driving like one of those souped up cars, you know, like where it just flashes green on the pavement and stuff. You see some beasts down there.
So these people, that's nuts. I mean, that's people do it. I mean, that's just their life.
That's the deal.
That's all their vacations, or they do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I bet there's people that go all out and they only go to the fort. They don't even camp anywhere else. They get this big camper and they get their own golf cart and they just go there and back. That wouldn't surprise me too much.
No, I'm sure there's plenty. I've got a neighbor that's got a 40-foot Class E motorhome, and he used to go there all the time. And now they've got a side-by-side and go up to Georgia and go off-road with all of it and everything else. But yeah, they used to pretty much only go to Disney with theirs too.
Anything else you want to add here, Mike? You said you wanted to kind of tie in your most recent, because now you've been twice to the cabins.
Yeah.
And, you know, you went at Christmas and you didn't know if maybe that was what really did it for you. Now you went in February, or was it still January? Or were you there in February?
Yeah, it was last week. Yeah, it was last week when we were there. So, early February.
You know, early February, nothing really going on.
Yeah.
And did you like it more or the same, or... You know, obviously the Christmas stuff is a huge
I liked it more because the Willings hung out with us. I think the more people you have, the better it is, because we just have so much room and cruising around on the golf carts. And were you able to, Scott, were you able to get a drink at the bar up there? at Crockett's Tavern?
We could. There was only one bartender that was there. We only got like sodas and stuff. But yeah, I mean, they had full bar up there.
Because when we went in December, we were literally there a week before you were there.
Right.
You know, you had to wear your mask when you went up and got your order, but then you could sit back at the table.
Yeah.
And have a cocktail. Well, when we were there last week, we went up and we go walking in. The girl's like, "Do you want a drink?" And we're like, "Yeah, like I can't serve you inside. You have to go to the takeout window." I'm like, "When did this happen?" She's like, "I don't know." She goes, "Today's like my first day. I usually work at the Poly, and they said that there's you can't drink inside anymore." I'm like, "Okay, I guess I'll have it to go then."
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, there's people at the bar inside while we were sitting at the table.
Yeah, because people were eating, like you said, the tables were set up so that you could eat. Yeah, and they said that you could eat there, but you couldn't have a drink. I said, makes a lot of sense to me. Okay.
It's obviously it's not the bartender's choice.
No, I didn't give her a hard time.
And I know you were. It's
literally
like,
a month before we were able to sit there. So I'm like, all right, what changed?
Right, exactly.
Unless it's obviously a Disney policy, but
sure, of course. Now, obviously the prices are going to change for the cabins, but if they stay in that like mid to high twos,
I'll keep looking.
You won't even look elsewhere, would you?
No, it's too good of a deal. I got this place for like $239, Scott. It, you know, like if you goof around, a lot of times the AP discount is even better than the Florida discount. So like they always lock you into that Florida. And then when you, oh, that's a good rate. And then I click over to the AP and it drops like $8 more a night or whatever. So, but we're kicking ourselves because I almost booked it. We were going to do it for Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we could have gotten a pretty damn good deal. And Kristen's like, I'm not spending Christmas up there for, I don't want to be up there for Christmas. And she thought she wasn't going to like the cabin too much. And then after we stayed there, she's like,
oh that was God, before you went the first time.
Before we went the first time, I was able to get it for a really reasonable price at Christmas, which
is unheard
of. Do
you remember what it was?
It was in the threes. It was in the low threes. Well, and I remember Schaefer said, that's a steal. You got to get it. And
yeah.
But she didn't know how much she would like it at that point.
Yes. Yeah. She thought it might have just been like a hotel room. And then once we got there, she was like, oh, this is nice. But yeah, for me, it's just the room. I like having the extra room. I like having that living room with a couch. And, you know, like Doug said, you're not sitting on beds talking to each other.
And you can have your car right there.
Yeah.
That's nice, too. Yeah.
And the golf cart. And the golf cart plugs in because you guys have obviously charger outlets at the.
Yeah.
You know what else was great? Just all the charging outlets they have. So if you're going to go to the park, you can just park up near Crockett's Tavern, and they have all plugins there. So
and just
you
get
can,
on the boat you, there, and
yeah, and you can charge your card all afternoon.
That is pretty sweet. And plus, like you said, it saves you the trouble of having to get a pet sitter or, and worrying about. You just have to get back every. What'd they say? Like 7 hours is their limit. Obviously,
they have a sign that you can put on your door, and it just says "occupied," and it shows paw prints.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't even come. They didn't even come to the room.
No, but you said that they. They asked, like, they wanted to make sure you checked on your dog every X amount of hours, right?
Yeah, I don't know so much at the Fort. I think, like, at some of the rooms they do, because I guess if there's barking or there's something like, you know, they try to get in touch with you because obviously you can't be having that, but.
Right.
Nah, they didn't mess with that. They don't mess.
No, I wouldn't think so. And I know you guys aren't going to leave them in the room for 14 hours.
Yeah, right. That's just not right, but yeah. Did you see a lot of pets over in your circle?
Oh yeah, all over. And cats. See a lot of cats in the sitting on the front dash of the campers.
Oh really?
Oh, speaking of, you know what we saw? It was the craziest thing. I don't know if I mentioned that, Gary. We saw two pigs.
Like pet pigs?
Like pet pigs. They were like the last day we bring Rhodey to the dog park because they have a beautiful dog park there.
Yeah, it's nice.
And we brought Rhodey there, and we see these people, and they have like one of those like barrels, you know, like what the heck do they call those things? You know, like the red like things that you would put your two kids in to roam around the
like a stroller
neighborhood
a wagon.
Oh, yeah, wagon. Yeah. What do they call what? There's like a name, like a brand name for them.
Red Rider or whatever.
Yeah. So they're coming out of the dog park, right? And I'm like, these are got to be these people who have like little ankle biters, and you know, they probably have pearl necklaces on, and they're two pigs. And I'm like, and Rhodey's like, what the hell is this? So the people are like, oh, yeah, these are our pigs. And I said, are they fully grown? Yeah, they're getting there. They're about 80 pounds. So the lady said, you can pet her. So Kristen goes, can I? And she's like, yeah. So Kristen's petting like the pig's head, right? So Rhodey goes up and he's like sniffing it, like thinking it might be a dog or something. Then the pig, you heard the pig go, and it, like jumped back and looked at me like, what the hell is this? But yeah,
it smells pretty good. It smells like
it was pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I've never seen like pet pigs. I mean, you see all sorts of craziness over there. It's insane.
I wonder if like they would have to put the foot down at some point. Someone brings like a pony or something with the, you know, like you wonder if someone's gonna ruin it.
Always try to push the envelope.
Yeah. That's my emotional support crocodile. That's funny. You didn't mention that about the pigs. That's pretty funny.
It was pretty insane. Just
hanging out in a wagon, going to the dog park.
Going to the dog park. Scott, did you go up to Tri-Circle D Ranch?
No, we never did.
Okay.
I've done that. With we the girls. To. We did that when Isabel was too little to go on the
pony. Was the new one built yet? Or because I know that that's relatively new.
Yeah, the new one was built, and I wanted to go in there because I wanted to see everything.
Yeah.
But every time we went, it was like after it was already closed or, you know, whatever. We were on our way somewhere. But, yeah, it was there. It's beautiful, too.
Yeah, the new one's beautiful. And you didn't do horseback riding, did you?
Mm-mm.
We did that. That was so much fun.
Was that something you'd do again?
Yeah, definitely.
It was. I didn't know if it was like a one time, like, oh, I did it. That was good.
No, I do it again because when we were waiting for the bus to go to Epcot, I went over to see my horse because he was in the stable. So I was like yelling hi to him and stuff. Yeah, you have like a little connection with these guys. He's they're
like,
so hey, cool.
You remember me? He's like, no, I don't. I see like 40 people a day sitting on me.
Yeah, they're and I think it would be like better, like, too, like if you went with a group, you know, we're all together just going horseback riding.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be cool if they had like a little like mini golf course there. Like not anything fancy, just like a little kind of like how Vero Beach has.
Yeah, they have that free mini golf.
Just like one that you could do with the kid. That'd be a pretty cool thing they could plop in there somewhere, I'm sure. But there's a lot to do there. You got, I mean, that's what
there, and there's so much do, that we still didn't get to do. I mean, they had shuffleboard by the
shuffleboard. I saw tennis courts. We want to do we want to go kayaking.
Oh yeah, well, and I wish I would know. So I would have taken my kayak. I don't know if we're able to take your own out there or not, but yeah, they're kayaks and canoes.
Oh yeah.
I want to go where the old railroad used to go through there. I wanted to bike that path.
I couldn't find that. I asked a couple cast members. They didn't know where the railroad tracks were. Do you even know where they are?
Not off the top of my head.
I know they're all over the place, but I don't know if there's like a map or anywhere to find where they are.
You'd probably have to find an old map online somewhere and overlay it with what it is now.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really explored there, so but I did. I know they had the railroad, obviously. There's not much left of the track, though, right? It's just a little kind of little section of it, or is the whole thing there?
No, I mean where it went is all still there. I mean the wood beams, I guess, are still there. I mean most of it's overgrown by now, but you can definitely see the path when you're on it.
That's pretty cool. That place has changed quite a bit. Over the years, obviously, like with the railroad and then the water park.
River Country.
Yeah.
Discovery Island. Right. Yeah.
Like that area was very, I mean, that was the main, it was that and the Poly and the Contemporary was all
that was,
right?
Yeah, and then the resort. Yeah, then the resort. I mean, that was so out of price for so many people that Fort Wilderness was just a great, affordable place for families.
Right. Did they have the cabins from the beginning?
I believe so because I mean they're all in dedicated areas, so I would assume
at least pretty early on anyway
that they are. Maybe not
right from opening, but yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I mean, we could do a whole month of shows on the history of the campgrounds there.
Oh, I know
so much about it.
What were your?
I know that.
Go ahead.
Do you still listen to the retro? WD, do they still do it? I haven't listened
to I haven't really checked in a while.
But they did like I did an episode on the campgrounds and it was pretty good. It was probably a year and a half ago at this point, but they were talking about the railroad and all that stuff and pretty interesting. But what were you gonna say, Mike?
I can't even remember now.
I ruined your train of thought.
You just killed me.
I derailed you. Right? Like you can go back to the railroad thing. Well, if that's the case, should we take our second break here?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back for break. Episode number 362 is in the books. I've always wanted to learn to play the banjo. That music, doesn't that like, wouldn't that be cool being like at the fort and you just have your banjo and you're playing people driving by on the golf course?
You got like a little campfire going.
I got the straw hat going. Yeah. Moonshine.
There you go.
That'd be the life. I didn't put any effort to it, but I always wanted to. I actually have a banjo, which I never took lessons on or learned how to play. It's right behind me. You might even be able to see it on the...
Do you have a banjo? Really?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Can you see the case right there?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I cannot play it. Otherwise, I would bust it out right now and do it. But anyway, anything else that we forgot to talk about?
I have a burning question. For I me, never asked you, Scott. How did this whole tradition start? This Christmas Eve at the fort start? For somebody who's never stayed there, like you actually seeked it out.
Yeah, I mean, everyone always talked about how cool the displays and everything were there. So, you know, we've always enjoyed Trails End, you know, even before Christmas, just whenever, just because it's, you know, cheapest buffet on property. So, you know, everyone's like, you know, go check it out at Christmas time. So we just started doing it, and then it turned into just being an every year Christmas Eve tradition.
So tradition. You just get a dining reservation there and just...
Yeah. Yeah, we would book dinner for dinner at Trails Inn and walk around after it.
It's pretty... That's a good tradition. Now it's going to turn into maybe a vacation every year at that time.
Yeah. And the boys love it, so it's even better.
It's nice. I mean, I feel like it takes a lot of pressure off when you're not doing the parks, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you're just like, oh, we'll just relax. We don't have to be in a rush to do anything, you know.
Because in all honesty, you don't notice the parks.
When you're there.
Because it's not in your face. It's not, you know, if you're staying at a resort, no matter where you go, you're seeing people going and coming from the parks. With the bags and the backpacks and the kids falling asleep in the strollers. But you don't see that at mm-hmm. Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, I bet that place has the lowest, or I should say the highest percentage of people that don't go to the parks. Like, it's probably a high percent, but people that stay at, you know, Pop Century, 99% are going to the parks. People that stay at Grand Floridian, 95% are probably going to the parks. And then you go to the campgrounds, it might be like 80% go to the parks, and 20% are there just to hang out at the campground. It could even be higher, who knows, but.
Well, like Mike said, when we were picking our golf cart up, I mean, there was someone, I think they were changing theirs out or something, but they said they were there for like 3 weeks. Most people go there for a month and longer. So, yeah, I mean, you know they're not going to the parks every day.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm sure they go a few times or maybe often, but yeah, not every day at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw one RV and they were still decked out with their Christmas lights.
Oh,
and I'm like, how long have, in February, I'm like, how long have these people been here?
Can you book it that long in that long of a chunk, or do you have to rebooking?
I don't know if you have to keep rebooking, like, because I thought it was 4 weeks or something.
And it's all separate reservations, but
yeah, I don't know. Although that. I know Florida law, you're allowed to do up to 6 months
at a campground,
but even at a hotel. I mean, I don't know what Disney allows, but hard telling.
That's funny. I didn't know that was actually a law.
Yeah. Once you hit 7 months, you have to have a signed lease.
That's what Trump's going to run into at Mar-a-Lago, huh? They're trying to kick him out.
Yeah.
Didn't they say? I saw a headline.
Yeah, I was reading something like he's technically like a paid employee or something.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what they said. But I also I saw something where his lawyer claims he's like the mayor there now.
Yeah, he claims to be mayor of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, the city council tried to vote him out of it, not letting him live there last week. And 2 minutes into the meeting, they're like, screw you, he's living there.
That's funny. Anyway, not to get on too much off topic here. Anything else, or you want me to wrap it up, Mike?
You can wrap it up, buddy.
All right, thanks for listening. You know where to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WDWBTG. Our website, WDWBTG.com. Our YouTube page, YouTube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You should have some Fort Wilderness stuff up there. I know you have a couple things, and you got more in the hopper, correct?
I do, yes. Yes, sir.
So check that out. See what we got going on over there. Subscribe wherever you download your podcast. You can email the show info@wdwbtg.com, mike@wdwbtg.com, and gary@wdwbtg.com. Scott, is there anything you want to plug?
I've got nothing. I mean, I don't have much time for social media anymore. If I do, I'm on Twitter @ScottACampbell.
All right, so go check him out there. I guess that's going to do it for episode number 362 for our guest Scott. And for my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
And